it's quite a simple and I think easy to buy into belief, which is that golf is good for you and that golf is on this journey to be a more inclusive sport and that golf can help people overcome adversity. Golf can and is helping people to live happy and healthy lives. Welcome to the Golf Yourself Healthy podcast, where deep, meaningful, and philosophical conversations about golf and life are par for the course. I'm your host, Chris Lynch. I'm here with you for episode 12. Episode 12, which will be the last full-length episode of season one of the GYH podcast. And for me personally, this feels like a really good place to round out and close out, pull the curtain down on season one of the GYH podcast. Not because 12 is the magic number as it relates to how many episodes you should have in a podcast series, but more because really on a personal level, where I find myself today, around four or so months on from having launched the Golf Yourself Healthy podcast, it really does feel like a good moment. I'm feeling a certain amount of closure, both personally and in relation to how this podcast has started, how it's been going, and leading into season two of the Golf Yourself Healthy podcast, because fear not, there will be a season two of the Golf Yourself Healthy podcast. And in actual fact, I'm already recording. I have been recording a number of episodes, guest episodes in particular, for season two of the podcast. And I will, in the course of this episode, be a bit clearer with you, because I feel I'm being a little bit cryptic at the moment around why this episode is a good place to close things out. Maybe not in actual fact, because if you have listened to the episode before this one, episode 11, you will know that I made a fairly big personal announcement in that episode. And if you hadn't picked up on that, well, you can go back and listen to that episode, or you can listen to this one and hear me reveal it shortly. So, like I say, I want in this episode to take the opportunity, given the name of this episode is going to be Golf Yourself Reflective, and I am a pretty reflective guy. Again, if you're a regular listener to this podcast, you'll know that's my jam, that's my bag. Where I say Golf Yourself Healthy is about deep, meaningful, and philosophical conversations, that's me, down to a T, I think, as a person. Down to a T using golf wordplay is also me, down to a T. But yeah, I want to use this opportunity to recap on how Golf Yourself Healthy started, how it's been going in these last four or so months, and what is coming up next in season two of the Golf Yourself Healthy podcast, and I suppose in the other features like the journal articles that we write on golfyourselfhealthy.com. I will try and use this opportunity to give a overall bird's eye view, snapshot view of what is coming up in the future for you to engage with, enjoy, listen to, read, etc. So going back to where it all began, at the risk of repeating myself, but I feel it is very important to, for several reasons, not least because I promised my son Innes when he passed in February last year that I would always speak his name and tell his story. And his story is central to the inspiration behind the creation of Golf Yourself Healthy. And as I've said before, the idea to create something like Golf Yourself Healthy had been rumbling around in my head in different guises and formats and ideas for a long time. And having that, what was unfortunately quite a traumatic and tragic life event, came to pass, that life event in terms of Innes being born into this world sleeping was probably really the motivation I needed. In a way, I needed something as emphatic or as serious or that turning point moment to happen in my life in order for me to take action and make Golf Yourself Healthy a reality. Because by nature, I can be a procrastinator. And I'm ultimately, I sit here very proud of having created Golf Yourself Healthy, proud of my son, Innes, and proud that he can be part of this and that I'm being true to my word to him by turning up each time I plan an episode, I record an episode like this one, and I put it out there in the hope that it will inspire and be picked up by yourselves or by others who have a belief already that golf is good for you. If not others coming brand new into the game of golf and coming to believe, if they don't believe already, that golf is good for them, and also coming to reflect on how this game has amazing powers and abilities to transform people's lives for the better. That was certainly the case for me when I lost Innes, and golf remains to this day, 4 or so months on from having launched Golf Yourself Healthy, I remain probably more convinced than ever about this notion of golf being good for you. Because I know that actually, since creating it and since doing it, living it and breathing it, this has afforded me the opportunity to actually play more golf, first and foremost, which has been brilliant. I have this reason to play golf now, which in turn has afforded me the opportunity to meet people, whether they are guests of the podcast or they are people who have listened to the podcast, or rekindling existing relationships, people that have listened, people I've not connected with in a long, long time who I knew liked golf or I didn't know. They've got in touch and we've maybe played golf together or we've had conversations about our mutual love for golf. So really doing Golf Yourself Healthy, this podcast and the journal articles that I write in particular have given me so much. And I said at the beginning that I hoped that Golf Yourself Healthy itself as a brand, as a platform, as a community, as a podcast, as a journal would help me heal. I believe that has been the case and I hope will continue to be the case. I think the very act of playing golf fundamentally is the thing that is probably really helping me heal. But critically, one of the things I've learned is, of all the things I've learned and come to reflect on in the time of GYH being in existence, has been that playing golf in the company of people, like-minded people, people who have shared life experiences, that is the best form of golf I think I will ever play, because those are the scenarios in which I'm most comfortable. They are the people with whom I can be true to myself, I can be open, I can share very personal, vulnerable, human life experiences, firsthand experiences with those people, and knowing that they won't judge me, they'll support me, they probably know the right things to say. And at this point, I'll introduce this quote, because if you follow us on Instagram, for example, you will see that we love a quote like Golf Yourself Healthy, an inspirational quote, which isn't always necessarily explicitly about golf. I try and find quotes that have applicable meaning universally in life, as in golf too. And I found this quote the other day by Anne Voskamp, and I believe she's a Canadian author. And Anne Voskamp's quote is, "Shame dies where stories are told in safe spaces." And I love that quote because it made me think how, if I can make Golf Yourself Healthy anything, then I want it to be a safe space where you as community members, my guests on the podcast, can come here and be safe, trusting, and comfortable in the knowledge that you can share things about yourselves in confidence and knowing that you have a supportive ear in me, you have a supportive community around you, a community which is small at the moment and is growing, but is one where what is at the very core of Golf Yourself Healthy is about human beings being in touch with their feelings, emotions, and talking about those things and sharing feelings vulnerably, life experiences openly, honestly, and vulnerably, and supporting one another. And I really can't wait to continue this journey for myself personally, but also for you and with you as Golf Yourself Healthy evolves. In terms of a few other reflections on the beginnings of Golf Yourself Healthy and leading me into how it's all been going, I took a sabbatical back in January from my full-time job. And the first month of that was really, I suppose, just to decompress a bit and to just take a little bit of time to recharge, because I returned to work in March 2023 after barely a month after losing my son, Innes. And I look back on that now, and actually, as I wrote about in my latest journal article called Golf for Sands, which accompanies episode 11, the previous episode to this podcast, I spoke about how I rushed into things after, very soon after losing Innes. And I try and give myself grace, because any of you out there who have experienced grief of any kind, losing a loved one, the breakup of a relationship, whatever it might be, any traumatic experience or something that involves grieving, then grief can do very peculiar things to people. It can cloud judgments. It can cause lots of feelings and emotions, which ultimately then leads to it being difficult to make a decision, or actually the decision that you do make may end up not being the right one for you necessarily at that right point in time. So I went back into full-time work very soon after losing Innes, and actually no one really asked me to do that. I kind of brought that upon myself, really. I put myself back into that. I also took up a board director role at my golf club, which took a lot out of me and took energy out of me, which I don't think I had that energy to give at that time. And I suppose what I'm saying is, when I took the sabbatical in January, it was really that opportunity that I needed to take some time for myself, do me, and I'm so glad I have done this. But also what those first few weeks of the sabbatical afforded me the opportunity to do was put the foundations in place for the beginnings of Golf Yourself Healthy. You know, I'd been actually working for quite a few months in the build up to that, just to work with a friend of mine, Nicola Rothwell, who I will give a warm shout out and a thanks to now, because Nicola is a great friend to me and my wife, Kim. And not only is she a great friend, she's a very talented graphic designer as well. And with her help, she created a lot of the brand design, the logos, the images and things that you see today on golfyourselfhealthy.com, on our Instagram page, or wherever you connect with us. And again, that's also something I'm very proud of. You know, I had that vision. I clearly explained to her what I was looking for from any brand assets and a brand logo, etc. And so a little piece of GYH trivia for you here, if you hadn't heard this already in previous episodes, but the chromosome that you see in the GYH logos and designs, if you hadn't already figured out what it was, there is a intertwined chromosome that you will see. For example, we have an image of a chromosome with a golf tee running through the middle of it. And that points to the fact that my son Innes had a genetic disorder called DuJour syndrome, which happens at conception. A child has the deletion or the absence of a particular chromosome called 22q11, which then, as was the case with Innes, could lead to many different health complications, like heart defects like he had. And that idea that I had, which was, I want somehow for that missing chromosome, which caused Innes's DuJour syndrome, to be reflected in the brand imagery and assets of Golf Yourself Healthy, because to me that signifies Innes and he shows up in the world. And for Nicola to have captured that so beautifully and with such class, I'm very proud of that too. And actually, I've had a lot of feedback from people just on how professional they find the creative side and the imagery that exists around Golf Yourself Healthy. So we launched the first full episode on the 18th of February in 2024, which was Innes's first birthday. I look back on that day now, and I'm actually quite amazed just how composed I was traveling to a podcast studio in Cardiff, which is over an hour from where I live. And the really probably one of the main reasons why I chose to record it there was because until maybe 2 or 3 months ago or so, I didn't have my own dedicated podcast studio. I do now, and I'm sat in it here in my home in Brecon in Mid Wales, where, you know, I'm very proud of what I have now in terms of the studio. And I must thank my wife, my very talented wife and beautiful human being, Kim, who has, with her creative flair as an architect, helped me create this space. You know, around March time, I didn't have a dedicated space where I could record my podcasts. And so traveling to that studio with a relative stranger in my car with me, who is no longer a stranger, Lewis. So Lewis works for a local media company who have helped me create a promotional video for Golf Yourself Healthy, which you can see on Instagram. I've pinned it to my profile there. And he was traveling with me to capture some footage of me driving to the podcast studio so he could then in turn use it for the promotional video later down the line. But, you know, if you think about all the anticipation and the nerves and everything I had leading up into that day, I felt remarkably calm and composed doing that particular launch episode. And when you consider that I told Innes' story in a fairly warts and all kind of way, and for it not to have caused me to have any sort of breakdown or burst into tears or anything like that, was quite amazing. And I think maybe that just talks to, I don't know, my inner strength or my determination to show up for him and to offer hope and inspiration. Because actually, in the subsequent months that have passed and wherever I talk, or in more recent times especially, because I'm recording this in the 1st of July, if I look back over the last couple of weeks, talking about Innes and his story and his fate has actually caused the tears to flow quite a lot, and I've felt quite emotional. But anyway, I look back on it with pride, and it was a great opening episode. I'm proud of how I laid things out. I'm proud of how I told Innes's story. And what's interesting is that episode has had the most listens so far from any episode of the podcast. And amongst other things, that statistic, because I suppose in a way that's all it really is, has suggested to me, as others have said to me recently, that I should perhaps be more confident and back myself that people are listening to this podcast because they take value from listening to me. They enjoy listening to what I have to say. They enjoy hearing my voice. And all of these things I find very flattering. And, you know, given how I've spoken about my imposter syndrome and things like that, you know, I still find that hard to process and believe sometimes. But all of that being said, it does operate and act as quite useful feedback to me, because as I look ahead to season 2 of the podcast, I can share now that the intention is to continue to do episodes that invite guests to share their experiences, and where I take on the role of the host more and interview them perhaps. I also do intend to try and lean more into doing solo episodes like the one that I'm doing here now, because I suppose, aside from anything else, again, what can I get out of doing that personally? It offers me a quite a unique opportunity and vantage point to just share what's going on for me and in my mind at any point. So, as I say, really happy with a lot of the feedback that I've had and the reflections that have come from others who have listened to this podcast. I think I will take this opportunity now to thank any of you listening to this episode for listening to this episode and for any other episode that has aired in season 1 of this podcast. Whether you're someone I know fondly already as a friend, someone who I've reconnected with after many years of not having had contact with each other, or if you're someone who you and I have never actually directly connected or had a conversation with before, I thank you for listening, and I really hope you're getting a lot out of it. And I'll take this opportunity now to say, as we look ahead, please get in contact with me. You can contact me on chris@golfyourselfhealthy.com, chris@golfyourselfhealthy.com, or you can go to the contact tab on our website. And the reason I invite you to do that is really because I love getting messages from listeners, from GYH community members. I just like to know more about you. Tell me about your golf. Tell me what you're enjoying about the podcast. If you've read any of the articles, Have they clicked with you? Have they resonated with you? Have they touched on themes that mean something to you? Do you have ideas about future podcast episodes? Do you have ideas or suggestions for things that you'd like to see, hear, or read me talking about or writing about in the podcast or in the journals? And in turn, you know, that is going to help me and you and us grow this community together. Because again, it's quite a simple and I think easy to buy into belief, which is that golf is good for you and that golf is on this journey to be a more inclusive sport and that golf can help people overcome adversity. Golf can and is helping people to live happy and healthy lives. So I think I've spoken quite a bit there about how it all started. I've probably already sort of bled into talking about how it's going. A few reflections on how it's going, other than what I've already shared. Something I said at the very start of Golf Yourself Healthy was to try and keep things ultimately relatable. And what I mean by that is I spoke about how in the golf podcasting world in particular, and in golf media more widely, professional golf, and in particular men's professional golf, grabs all the headlines. And if you already follow men's professional golf or have done in the last year or two, then you'll know it's a bit of a minefield, even a toxic minefield, quite frankly, at times in relation to the fallout in the men's professional game and all the power struggles that are going on. And I just thought when launching Golf Yourself Healthy, I don't need to lean into that because there's so many other voices, qualified voices, perhaps more qualified voices than mine to talk about that. I'll leave that to the golf journalists and the golf influencers. I'll focus more on talking about my own personal experiences with golf in the hope and how golf is good for me and has, for example, helped me grieve and overcome the loss of my son. And then in turn to interview guests and speak with people who share similar experiences. I'll focus more on that, partly because I believe that's relatable. That's real life relatable stuff that the average everyday person, that's how they engage with golf. I want to talk more about their golf, what they love and they enjoy about golf and playing it rather than so much of being a spectator or a fan of the professional game. And I have to admit at times it's been a little bit, it's almost been tricky knowing where the boundaries are with that because I do enjoy watching professional golf. And I do actually idolize and respect a number of golfers in the professional game. So I'm trying to, and what I think I'll do to try and stay true to going forward is, I mean, I think in the course of season one, hopefully I and my guests have done a good job of not veering into territory of talking about PGA, LIV, professional golf, or commentary on particular tournaments or anything like that. But it's more if or when we ever talk about or relate to professional golf, as long as it stays true to the values of this podcast, which are talking about how the game is good for you, how the game can be more diverse and inclusive and accessible, those sorts of things, then hopefully, you know, we stay true on our values. I'm learning as I go to relax more into the hosting role. Again, such is my nature, I've kind of taken so much on my shoulders to try and be the host with the most and ask clever, unique questions. And I think I'm doing, again, the feedback I receive tells me hopefully I'm doing a good job of that. But I believe that going forward, I can be even more present in the conversations that I'm having with my guest, rather than constantly churning through my head and thinking about what's the next great question I can ask them. It's going with the flow, essentially, and continuing to enjoy just the process of being in conversations with cool, interesting people who have got unique perspectives on golf. And if I can achieve that, then again, hopefully that's going to be good for you too in terms of your listener experience. So like I've already said, season two is on the horizon. And before we get to season two, because like I say, I'm recording this on Monday, the 1st of July, and hopefully by the time you're listening to this, it'll go out in around a week or so. And I plan to take a break. I plan to have a bit of a circuit breaker between this episode going out and when season two of the podcast kicks off. And I guess there are a few reasons for that. One is I am going back to my full-time job at some point in August, date yet to be decided. And I've always sought to make sure from the very outset that the frequency at which I record and release episodes of the Golf Yourself Healthy and the frequency with which I write articles and release them on golfyourselfhealthy.com needs to be sustainable from the beginning and sustainable with a look ahead to when I go back to my full-time job. Because the last thing I want to do is overcommit and underdeliver to you and to myself and then actually just load on a whole pile of pressure, which will probably lead me to burning out because I'm very capable of doing that. I've burned out in my job once or twice before, and I can assure you it's far from a pleasant experience. And some of you out there may know from firsthand experience having burnouts of your own. So I think in reality, there will be where these episodes go out normally every 2 weeks. I would just like to set your expectations here now and say there will likely be a slightly longer gap this time between this episode going out and when the podcast goes into season two. And that is to allow myself some time just to, and being true to my values around well-being, is just some time to relax, to enjoy some family time. And probably as importantly, is to plan for the future of Golf Yourself Healthy. And in particular, just planning out season two. Just so again, I'm getting best guests that I can for you, the listener, and making sure that the topics, the themes, the content that we cover is relevant and interesting and engaging. So I have spoken there about family. And I said at the beginning of this that I was being a little bit cryptic as to why this episode felt like a good point at which to pull the curtain down and close out season one. Well, my wife, Kim, and I are pregnant again. And that is such a wonderful and beautiful thing for me to be able to sit here and share. Now, we had the 20-week scan the other day. And again, as I've shared here on this podcast before, it was at the same gestation when we were pregnant with Innes and the same equivalent scan where we found out that he had a number of defects, a number of fetal abnormalities that ultimately meant that we had a termination for medical reasons, and Innes was born sleeping on the 18th of February, 2023. And so as you can well imagine, for lost parents like Kim and I, having that experience before with losing a child, when you're pregnant again, there is this mixture of euphoria, excitement, coupled with what can at times feel like really crippling anxiety, an anxiety which for me personally mostly centers around the fear of this baby dying as well at an equivalent stage in the pregnancy or even a later stage in the pregnancy. And so whilst I can sit here now and say, we're delighted to say that at that 20-week scan, this baby girl, because it is a girl, as far as we can tell that we're having this time, has a clean bill of health so far. We are just taking things a day at a time and treating every day as a blessing, every day that this baby is with us, because this baby is real and she's coming, and she's coming in November, mid-November, hopefully. It is around that time that we've been given the due date. But these things, any of you out there who've got kids already will know, due dates are not necessarily an exact science. So sometime around November, life is going to change a lot for yours truly. And again, look, I'll say now, this is coming from the guy who, when he was sat in the ward with his son Innes stillborn in his arms, he was already thinking about getting to the golf course. But I'd be lying to you if I said, if I haven't already given thought to how I'm going to, how's my golf life going to evolve or change or be impacted by this child coming along. But in all seriousness, I just can't wait to meet her. I can't wait for her coming. I can't wait for the fact that my life is going to change for the better, ultimately, and that being in that hospital last week and being at that 20-week scan and unfortunately having to go into the very same room where we had the scan within us and we got told the worst possible news, and then subsequently getting moved into a separate room where we had the procedure which ended Innes' life, you can almost, I'm sure, well imagine how painful on the one hand that felt for my wife and I, but how on the other hand, the optimism, the love and the hope that we felt, all those emotions mixed in together, much like they were at the time when Innes was born sleeping. And so I look ahead with a lot of optimism, both for my future daughter, for the future of Golf Yourself Healthy, and for my future in remembering my son Innes and in continuing to tell his story like I am now and as I have been over the last few months. And again, I'll thank all of you for listening to this closing episode of season one of the Golf Yourself Healthy podcast. And my final call to action is, if you can, please, I've talked about growing the podcast. One of the best free ways that you can help me do that is by following this podcast on whatever podcast platform that you listen to it on. So if you click follow, then that really will help me, because ultimately in the podcasting industry, one of the real metrics that measures growth is the number of downloads that you have. And really, by you following the podcast, it'll help me do that. But actually, again, in terms of what's in it for you, because I always like to talk about what's in it for you, is that just will ensure that you get notified as soon as a new episode is released. And like I say, get in touch. I'd love to hear from you. Go to golfyourselfhealthy.com, use the contact tab, drop me a note, anything at all, whether it's feedback, ideas. If you want to join the mailing list, join the community, please do that. And maybe also follow us on Instagram, because that is the main social media platform that we're using at the moment in Golf Yourself Healthy. So, you know the score. I'm going to leave you with this. Always embrace the rough and forever cherish the fairway.